Israel's military is withdrawing most of its troops from the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 48 points. The Nasdaq ahead 47 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
I'm Johnny Adams with the Johnny Adams Law Firm, Alabama's personal injury law firm, wishing you a fabulous day and a blessed evening. Stay weather alert.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Thousands of fans turned out to greet the Alabama men's basketball team and coach Nate Oates at Tuscaloosa Airport Sunday afternoon. Bama made the Final Four for the first time in program history, but lost to the defending national champion top-seeded UConn Huskies Saturday night in Phoenix. A Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy who was injured in a single vehicle accident last week has died. 21-year-old Jermias Young passed away over the weekend at UAB Hospital in Birmingham. Funeral arrangements for Deputy Young will be announced at a later date. A rare solar eclipse will be occurring today. Alabama won't get to experience a total eclipse like some parts of the country, but portions of the state could see nearly 90% of the sun obscured. Today's solar eclipse will begin at 12:33 p.m., end at 3:20 with a peak at 1:59 p.m. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
It's that time of the year again. Time to beat the heat and keep those pesky insects out of your outdoor living space. Just Blinds and Prattville, with over 35 years of experience, is ready to show you a better way. Keep the heat out, the bugs too, and cool your outdoor space by up to 10 degrees. Whether it's screen shades for your boat dock, sun shades for your outdoor kitchen, Just Blinds literally has you covered. All designed and installed to your satisfaction, and everything can be easily motorized for super convenience. Visit GoJustBlinds.com to get started.
Epicure and Jack's Tavern in the heart of the old Fantail building promises a dining experience where quality meets comfort. With daily specials, a full wine selection, and the freshest ingredients, they're here to serve you the best of local cuisine. Join them and let's make every meal memorable.
Unwind at Epicure and Jack's Tavern during their happy hour every Monday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy special prices on drinks in a cozy setting, whether it's catching up with friends or relaxing after work. Make your happy hours happier with Epicure and Jack's Tavern. Break the chains and eat local.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Lots of stuff to do today. Let's see, Dixter's still on. Let's get to Dixter, and then we got a lot of folks want to weigh in on the eclipse. 85 to 90%. Sky, you'll want to know this. Samford University says that for our particular area, 130 will be the peak.
130?
In the Birmingham area.
Okay, so we have 159 here in the Montgomery, the River Region area.
And they're saying we'll be at 92%.
Just wow. Real quickly, we're at 87. But a caller earlier, I forget who mentioned this must be what it was like during the crucifixion. And it got me to thinking, how is it that the sun and the moon so far apart, yet the sun and the moon line up almost exactly to give you that totalitarian.
Random, you know. That's the way the Big Bang does it.
But the sun is 400 times further away than the moon, right? But the moon is 400 times closer to Earth, and that's how you get that perfect alignment. Mm-hmm. There's no intelligent design in any of this, though. Absolutely not.
No, it's just random.
No, it's all
just random
primordial ooze and stuff crawled out of it, you know.
Yeah, so that's the way it works.
Yeah.
And we know that by dating.
See how it all tied back together?
It all tied perfectly together. Let's go back to Dixter. Dixter, I wanted you to be able to finish your last thoughts. Welcome back to the program.
Yeah, being an old retired paper mill proctologist, I've done weld and I've done everything but weld up a broken heart to crack a doctor. And if you want to really feel like you go out there and get your eyes burnt, watch somebody welding with naked eyes.
There you go.
Don't do it for about 10 or 15 minutes, and then you'll say, man, if I did that with the sun, it would be 3 million times stronger. So.
And by the way, those welding shields make excellent viewers for the eclipse. I survived that. Use the very highest level.
But, okay.
That's a 14.
Yes.
If you want to see something, you need to use a number 14.
Yep.
That's
it. You know, if you got wore out eyes, cataract up, use a number 9.
Dixter, we appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate y'all, and glad
that
I finally found you.
Call again sometime, Dixter. I want to hear more about your chosen profession at the paper
mill. Your proctology of the paper mill.
That's got to be pretty good.
Thank you, Dixter. We appreciate you, buddy.
I didn't know they had a full-time proctologist at the paper.
Well, you got to have one. You're clogged up. Look, I'm just telling you, eat enough paper, you're going to need one.
Oh, I get it now.
You're clogged up. I don't know if that's really the joke, but...
Well, I'm sure the paper mills do get clogged up.
I'm sure they do.
You got to go in and clean them out.
Yep, absolutely. Let's go. We'll take them in order. Let's go to Master Thespian. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello. How are y'all today?
Oh. We're doing fantastic.
Somebody's sounding
very theatrical today, Master Thespian.
Oh, I'm excited about the eclipse.
Are you really?
One of several. In fact, I wanted to weigh in on the whole pinhole in the box thing.
Okay.
What you're talking about is something called a camera obscura. And you take a piece of tin foil, you cut a hole in a box. The box I'm using is going to be about 2.5 feet long. And you cut a hole in one end of the box. You take some tin foil to it, and then you use, say, a safety pin and poke a hole.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is hold that box so that the sun shines on the hole, and then you look into the box, and you will see the occlusion of the sun. Because the sun shines through it. It's the same sort of effect you get when the sun filters through leaves. All the shadows that you see going through the leaves and the trees will be really weird. But you don't want to look at the sun directly. It's kind of bad.
Yeah.
We've got some people going to be here at AUM. I'm at Auburn University at Montgomery. Starting at 1:30, we're going to have some telescopes with filters.
Really?
We'll be able to look through the telescopes and see. So it'll be a nice event. I'm taking my camera obscura so people can see it in the box. So it's
just like saying camera obscura.
Mm-hmm. Camera obscura. Yeah. It's a technique where you can actually, you can look it up on Google, but it's where people used to be able to take photographs of things from the outside because you use the ambient light. Yeah, I'd go into the pinhole. Anyway, look it up on Google.
you got it.
You don't want me wasting time on the radio show describing that. But it's a cool effect, and that's a safe way for you to watch the occlusion of the sun because you're not looking directly at the sun.
Mm.
So. Very good. Thank you, Master Thespian.
Y'all
good stuff.
Fun.
By the way, Sky, another update. This shows how science works and how journalism works. According to the Googles, the maximum eclipse in Birmingham, Alabama is at 2.
Oh, so is Samford or
and
Google
right? And it's 88%.
Well, we're getting conflicting information now.
It's because they don't know. It's because a bunch of people are estimating on their own and they're doing their calculation and they're giving it to us. So I'm kind of going with the Samford just because I don't know.
Well, they got their
They're first, Baptist. So that's about the best I got. That's all I got for you.
Can somebody tell me?
So I'm just going to have to look at it from like 12:30 to 3,
straight on,
and then just see when I think it's totally gone. Well, 88% gone. It's kind of like knowing where noon is. I don't know when it's straight up or not. It's just going to be, we're going to be close. I'm going to be bored by the time it gets done.
Oh, for sure.
Let's go to James. James, welcome to the program.
Scott, how are you, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want the safest way to view this solar eclipse,
welding helmet.
Wait till tomorrow, and or this evening at the 6 o'clock report and watch it on TV.
Yeah, but it's not the same. I want to see it myself with my own eyes for 1 second.
Okay, well... Here's what I'll share with you. The FOMO that's involved there could cost you more than that FOMO is worth.
I'm going to be like a bug to a bug zapper. I'm just going to be like, don't look at the light.
To be the party pooper, but there's a reason when your dad took you out in the backyard to weld some metal together. He said, when he said, watch it, he didn't mean look at it. He meant turn away.
Look, yes.
Yes, watch it. In other words, I'm about to weld now. So, son, don't look at this.
Right.
But there have been people that when they were told to watch it, they watched it, and then I can't look at it no more, and they like bug-eyed because they've been watching it. You know,
I'm just going to go ahead and confess, James, that I did look at somebody welding one time for just a split second, like I'm planning. And then for 3 hours, I thought, I'm going to be blind any minute.
Why did I look at that, right?
Yes. I know. Well,
there are some good ways that this solar eclipse can be viewed. A welding helmet is good if you got enough of a lens. But then there is that possibility that the glare and the from the corona and all the rest that's going on up there 93 million miles away, or at least that's what they teach
what they
us
say.
In Earth science.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the moon is only like, what, 384,000 miles. And, of course, there's a thing called epigee and perigee when it's closer and further away and all those wonderful things. But those are estimates.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no guarantee that that lens in that welding helmet is going to go all the way to the side like it's supposed to. And you could get some of that flares or corona, whatever it is. I used to teach Earth science, but that was another lifetime ago, Scott.
Yeah, and not to mention most of the welding helmets are probably made in China.
Well, this
you don't know
time,
if they're going to be, you know, they just took a bunch of sunglass lenses and stacked them in there.
That's a very good point, too. But if you got an old one like we used to have around here, of course, some people, let's just put it this way. I can't go out in my backyard and find a welding helmet anymore. I've been relieved of those.
I got
and the welder and the refrigerator, the welding rods used to stay
just
in.
Just go down to the pawn shop.
There's probably somebody around here using that old welding helmet.
Probably.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I got you, brother.
Oh, thanks, Scott, man. Can I count on you like the 20th? Am I going to see you in Trustful? You're not going to be at DD's book rack.
I was really thinking about going to DD's book rack on the 20th in Trustville, Alabama.
What now?
I said I was considering it. Going to DD's book rack
until I rained on your party today.
Yep, won't even let me look at the eclipse like 1 second.
You could go for it. I just don't want you. I want you to be able to read, you know, some good books.
Yeah, and be able to drive to DD's book rack on the 20th.
I'll be looking for you from 11 to 2. If I don't see you, you know I'm going to be crushed.
I know you are. All right, brother. Thanks, James.
In.
Have a good one. Hey, here's a good one for all you sciencey people. No, all you technology people. Allison's got something. She came to the show today, Sky, without a list. She was list free.
The one
so
time
she has
really
nothing.
Needed it.
All right, here's your segment, Allison. Boring news.
My word.
Boring A news with Al. Bang it on. Go.
Oh, this isn't boring. Okay, Univision. If you go to univision.com.
See.
You can type in your...
Why did this just suddenly go Mexican?
Because Univision is a Spanish... Yeah, you can type in your zip code.
That's English,
your
French.
Zip code, eh?
Your zip code-o. And it will give you, like, exact start and end and max point times for your area. Scott, this is my segment. Yes, so, like, you go to univision.com... Natural phenomenons, you type in 3, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Why is your Univision in English? Mine is in Espanol.
It starts in our area at 12:40, max point 2 p.m., ends at 3:17. So you can be exact.
Was Samford wrong?
If you trust the Spanish.
Could be a trick. I don't know.
There's so many.
Oh, my gosh. For the love.
I mean, I don't think they purposely would lie to us. And
no,
I'm guessing
wouldn't.
It's in your time zone. Yep. They have a whole little eclipse section.
Check it out.
Oh, look at that. See? That's not boring.
Do
go
you
to
know
Univision.com.
That I have fun family members in Chris's family that rented a cabin, and their whole day is dedicated to the eclipse today. They all went up to Arkansas.
Did they really?
They really did.
Oh, and it has a graph, so it's like... Allison Fide where it shows you where everything will be.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Here's
this is impressive.
Why does the sun not just go straight?
Is that because the Earth's flat?
I do not know. I'm just
kidding.
Looking.
Okay, that's all I got.
You're very fun, and thank you for that. Univision?
Yeah. Univision.
Univision.
UNIVision.com.
Thank you.
You can get your exact location and times.
Sanford's wrong?
Perhaps.
Is that what we're deciding?
The Baptist.
No, my school's not wrong. Our school, you went there too.
Yeah.
Our school's not wrong.
How many schools did Allison go to?
We both went to two.
Oh, she didn't go to Auburn. She just adopted Auburn. I thought all the Auburn fans I knew actually went to Auburn.
You know what? If you marry into an Auburn family.
More than actually went to Alabama.
That's
called the free market.
You are.
It's called the free market. You know, Bama is overrun by Yankees.
I know.
It was liberal.
You look at the license
and now it's
tag.
Run by Yankees.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
But maybe we're sending them back home with a little Southern in them. Maybe we're actually saving the country.
Better. At least they know how to make biscuits.
You think? All those sorority girls know how to make biscuits, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not betting on that
certain
either.
Kind.
And my earrings are Cartier. And this is Angel Mama Bisquick. Actually, I don't think that's who makes Bisquick.
We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. For Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't worry. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. So we have gotten to the bottom of the mystery of the solar eclipse times. This shows how short our memories are, Sky. So the Googles gave me a search result that I was using the times from. The 2 o'clock time for the peak is correct. The 1:28 time for the peak of the eclipse.
Yes.
Is from the last great American solar eclipse, which will begin or land and blah, 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 blah. You know, the once in a lifetime, once or twice in a lifetime event. You know when the last one was that was humongous and was the great American solar eclipse?
It wasn't that long ago, was it?
2017.
Yeah.
How can there be two of
Nashville,
the greatest?
Nashville, Tennessee was in the 100% range. It went right over Nashville. In 2017, so here we are in 2024 going, I can't believe it, kid. You got to come out. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Never, ever. You're not going to see it again. And no, they did the last one in 2017. Yeah, yeah. And the maximum time for us was at 1:28. So
and
check your
once
dates.
Once again, millions of children will be disappointed. You mean I created this box and this pinhole and all this mess and that's all I get?
And that's all I got?
Yeah.
Gracious. So they're probably right about watches. So 2 o'clock, that's the time.
Okay, 2.
I'll be headed, you know, be headed over to the world famous bunny bus about that time and 30, 40 blind little children will come wandering out. I'll have to herd them like a sheepdog and get them on the bus. I'll let them off. Just say, hey, look, just walk that way. Come on, just go that way till you run into something.
How do you do that? Because you know as soon as you walk outside, they're going to look straight off. Every last one of them.
Oh, yeah. They're all going to have their little glasses on.
Oh, Scott.
Good thing we have those swanky tinted windows. I'm sure they are up to speed. Maybe. They look as good as those 99 cent 3D glasses they're going to be wearing. Let's go to Eric the dog. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hola.
Hola. Eric, are you flying on one of those planes you've been painting?
Hell yeah.
What's up, brother?
Look here. Y'all don't need to doubt the Mexicans because, you know, those guys are the home of the Mayans and the Incas and the Aztecs.
Oh,
and then those guys... I've been looking at the stars a lot longer than, well, you
than
know.
Than NASA has.
Yeah, well,
that's
yeah.
A good point.
Longer than NASA, for sure. But, you know, I had a serious question. I noticed that Amy Beth and Abs, no, that same person, Al. I noticed y'all like haven't been having this contest going on for this past month or so, seeing who gets to work the least, seeing who's the most kept woman.
Yeah.
These are the things that run across my mind. And also, Chris Shaver, when somebody says his day goes to the toilet, is that that's just like, you know, that's where he starts his day, right? I mean,
that's exactly where he starts his day, is in the toilet.
You can, so when you say my day is going to excrement, you know, that's pretty much, you know. Dude, I can have so much fun with that guy. I mean, he's clearly my intellectual superior, but.
No, listen.
Black holes.
He's the only one that can, all the guys in their clinic can have the, I'm not going to say this, the ringmaster of the Schlitz show is, you know, that's kind of their motto.
I bought my last supervisor a hat that said, excrement shows supervisor. but it didn't say excrement.
You got it.
That's pretty good. You need to get Chris one of those.
I think I should.
Tell Chris not to wig out today at 2 o'clock when it goes dark. No, that's not your anus, so he's good. You don't have to worry about.
It's just a sign in the wind. Thank you, Eric. See you, buddy. Adios. Speaking of the Mexican eclipse,
that's pretty good.
Have y'all seen this story? It's got to be true. It's by Silvio Canto Jr. Guess who is short of farm workers this year?
Mexico.
Yes.
Stop it.
Yes. No, I'm serious. A heart attack. They don't know where they're getting people to pick the crops.
I know where they can get some. Stop one of those migrant caravans heading north and detour them for
listen to this line. Some people in Mexico are calling for a guest worker program.
Oh, my word.
To fill the jobs.
Wow.
It's awesome.
What?
Yes.
Does this mean we're the new Mexico? No, we're the new Mexico.
Sorry. We're the new Mexico. This is hilarious.
Well, isn't that what they want? Jobs? So can't they just turn around and get a job?
And go back?
You bought them. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, no, they want the gift card.
They want the gift card. They
sorry.
Luxury hotel accommodations.
Yeah. Health care.
Yeah.
So our produce was supposed to be cheaper if we brought them all up here and let them pick the produce. So now they're not picking the produce there, and that'll go up. So it is all balanced out except for all the tax dollars we're spending. Fantastic. Congrats to all you do-gooders.
Way to go.
We'll take a break. Lunchbox Bob will be up on the other side.
We got 2 minutes.
Oh, why were y'all pointing and leaning? And
I held stretching. Up the tube, and you wouldn't look at me.
Oh, well.
Usual stuff, you know.
Yeah. It's no problem. We only have 2 minutes. Lunchbox can't get going in 2 minutes.
No, he'll never make it.
You sure? I did something weird this weekend.
What did you do? Oh, my gosh, I'm dying.
Yeah, well, hang on. How is this news?
I want to hear what Allison did weird this weekend.
I'm trying to fill the time.
Okay, what did you do weird this weekend?
It was weird, but it wasn't like y'all think weird. But so my oldest is a junior at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in his first wedding. He was a groomsman this weekend.
No way.
All of his friends, like, it's starting. This was their first wedding. They had no clue what to do. He was a nervous wreck about the toast. But we went to the wedding, and it was so sweet, and they look like little fetuses, and they're just getting married. They're so
cute.
They
did look like junior high kids, didn't they?
They do. Aww. But it's kind of a weird passage.
That's
like,
so sweet.
Because literally, they're still like, those are the kids that I caught smoking behind our barn when they were seventh grade. Yeah, you know, and like, to me, they're still... Well, baby.
The boy and the girl? Or just
no,
your
no,
son
just
and his buddy?
Just Connor and his friends. Yeah, and it's like, now we're like doing big kid things.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it was I did weird things this weekend.
When y'all go to weddings, do y'all do like some folks and like call Sky and bet the over-under on how long it'll last?
You talk to my son. He's real good at that. He's the one who does the over-under.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back with Lunchbox Bob.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's from Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the float with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We'll be right back.
see bluebirds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. I'm trying to figure out where everybody was in trouble. Yes, I thought maybe it was the bride and the groom as little kids. This is a Hallmark movie, and they were smoking behind the barn when they were little, and now they've grown up and gotten married. That was a better story, but no, it was the little boys.
Yeah,
I
get it. It's Alabama.
Oh.
She was chewing back there, too.
Well, that's okay. It's probably good. You tell me she probably never smoked when she was little?
I didn't catch her. I just caught my son and his buddies.
And his buddy. Okay.
Yeah, but not her.
Okay.
She's a lady.
Gotcha.
But it was a great wedding. Super cool spot, but it was just weird.
Because they were so young? Because they're your kids?
I mean,
age.
It's just like, yeah. It's a marker. You know, you're crossing a line.
You're older.
You're old. I'm old.
I got it.
Yeah.
And then Amy Beth was saying she got in trouble, and I thought, she got in trouble when she was little? And I'm like two steps behind
I'm
the whole
sorry.
Day. So
you need more coffee.
Then it was she got in trouble when she was little with Chris. And then, but no, it was she got in trouble just a couple of days ago.
I did.
For doing what, Ab? You're usually so good.
Oh, he said, I'm not allowed to say that.
You did say it on the air.
You
told everybody.
You just said it again.
I know.
You said it lots of times.
I said I wouldn't say that he was sweet. I said I'd go back. And I said, you're a giant. No one,
actually,
everybody knows
you said he was more of the woman than you.
Well, that's why I got in trouble. So, kind of. Like, no, he didn't like that. It was
but
the
okay.
sweet part. It was the sweet part.
The sweet part.
And I was like, you know what? You're very kind and awesome. But
you
men
didn't go,
apparently,
and you're fairly mean. You're very mean, hubby.
You're mean, and he's just not mean.
And so, Allison said the same thing.
Well, what? Did you get in trouble?
But Jared doesn't listen at all.
He was like, I'm going to have to call you out on that. And I was like,
he ought to call in.
Sorry.
And he could tell us how super sweet you're really not.
He should call in.
Mm-hmm. And let you
It'd
have
be
it.
Funny.
And show how mean he is.
Yeah, he's
not
just
sweet
a
at all.
Dude!
Yes.
On the edge.
So get in there and give me a
sandwich. Can we call him thoughtful? Because that's what Jared is. Like, Jared is very...
That's a good word.
Thoughtful. He is way more aware of things than I am. I just don't... And it's not that I don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just... I don't know if it's because we're moms and we're doing so many other things all the time. But I just have a hard time thinking
I like
of others. Maybe it's because I'm an only child. I don't know.
Maybe. I like the thoughtfulness element. I think that's good.
Yeah.
That's so
He's
sweet.
He's not sweet.
Yeah. So I'm...
Scott, we're trying to...
trying to get out of this.
I hate the word sweet. My husband didn't like me using the word sweet talking about him. So Allison suggests I should use the word thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
So I'm using the word thoughtful.
I think mm-hmm. that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Y'all go ahead and keep thinking that. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
It's the third half. Two babes and Scott. And where we began the show today, talking about subjects in various school books, and then end up now talking about Allison doing something weird over the weekend, well, I'll come back to that in a moment. Number one, the eclipse. I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. As an old navigator, I used to love these things, and I'd bring all the lads out onto the bridge wing, and we would observe and measure, had the old sextant out, great times. When we did the big one back in 2017, I gathered up the family, took baby girl up to Nashville. She'll remember that darkness in totality for the rest of her life. What are we doing today? Well, it's cloudy. I sent her to school, and I'm still at work. Next, let's talk for a minute about that first hour subject. Because, yes, as an old sailor, I've seen things that I shouldn't have seen, and I've been a part of things that I have to admit to Miss Wonderful I'm not proud of. The reality, however, is that what is seeping into our schools all the way down to kindergarten is such depravity that it has no place even being spoken of by baby boomers as porn. Back when baby boomers were doing porn, there was still some concept of respect, both for the subject matter and for the method of recording. Photographs would have to be good, women would have to be respected. Men would have to be shown in some dignified manner. What is going on today is so depraved, so robbing individuals of dignity, not just the people in the videos, on the pictures, on the print, but it's also destroying the individuals making it and viewing it. It's searing consciences worse than even an eclipse will burn your eyes by staring directly into the sun. And I do hold our legislators responsible. If the baby boomers are not up for this fight because the devil is slinging shite all over the place, and it's our kids who are getting a face full of it. Rightly ordered liberty is not the freedom to do whatever I want. It's the freedom to do what I should, not the license to do whatever depraved thing I desire. Think about that while you're drinking some good strong coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Good stuff.
Very good, Lunchbox Bob. We appreciate you. I think we have forgotten the difference in liberty and freedom and... Oh, well, hey, look, that's deep stuff, and I'm sure we'll preach a little bit another day. Here's the one I'm... No, let's go to Bill first. Bill, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bill.
So, early last week, y'all had a guy on there that was talking about the ethics changes. And I believe, Scott, you made mention that you would like to know the pros and cons.
Yes.
Well, there are no pros.
Okay.
There's zero. There is no pro about a lawmaker being able to take money from a lobbyist and not report it.
I don't have any problem with you saying that at all.
Other than they're trying to hide stuff.
No, I think what he explained, Bill, is a disaster. And I was trying to make my point that, you know, there is an extreme on both ways. And I do think that even if I was in the legislature and you called and said, hey, Scott, I want to talk to you about something I got going on. Can I get you a cup of coffee? I don't have any problem with that. And people can be mad at me and say, well, where do I draw the line? Well, I draw it at de minimis. But anyway, so keep going. We're in the agreement mostly.
If that were me and I was approaching you as a lawmaker and said, hey, Scott, I would like to discuss some things with you. In fact, I've already done this with Reed Ingram. I've just never had time to sit down and talk with him.
Right.
But basically, I would say I would like to talk to you. I'd like to shake your hand and tell you what a great job I think you're doing and where you could maybe improve. If a legislator's got a problem listening and meeting with me for that reason,
I hope people understand the thing I'm saying in that what happens in the real world is the bad guys get away with a lot of stuff, and then they decide they're going to prosecute Bill for corruption. He took gifts, and it turns out to be coffee because you didn't agree with him, and you got to go.
But here's my question.
Okay.
Where can we go to see what lobbyists are paying which politicians?
That's a good question.
Then my next question is this. If a lobbyist takes money and pays it for any reason to a legislator or a lawmaker, why does that not have to be reported as income? Somebody gives me money for anything, I have to report it.
No, I agree with you.
If I make over $600 from anybody for any reason.
We got to roll, Bill. Thank you, brother. Good points. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River Region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane and Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACD. The
Health... Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Not a lot enough time in the day left. The CBK report says there's the odds of Nate Oates is 350-1. Is that right? But according to some people, Nate Oates is too expensive. The buyout is too high.
$18 million buyout, I believe.
Yeah, Bruce Hurley. Bruce Pearl. Same thing. Apparently, very expensive buyout. Hurley's not going, and they're saying Scott Drew. Is that what they're saying?
They're saying Scott Drew.
Who is Baylor's head coach. is the leading choice for the athletic director at Kentucky.
Speaking of, his kids love him at Baylor.
They do. There's no doubt about that.
Great guy.
And I don't know if a great guy needs to go to Kentucky for basketball.
It's a great...
You just... They're going to shred you up.
Cutthroat. Yeah. It is a completely different machine.
Yep. No doubt about it. Who watched the Women's National Championship yesterday?
I
watched it.
I watched it.
Allison? Why are you not supporting women and women's athletics and women's sports? I don't understand.
I don't know.
That's how I proved that I care about women's sports. Did you see the South Carolina coach said she was fine with transgenders playing?
Yes, she did. And Riley Gaines promptly said it's so sad to see how well she did and that now she admits she's okay with mediocre male athletes playing in women's sports. Identity
does she already
crisis
have any?
Male athletes. I don't know.
How would you know?
I don't know. Scott?
It was funny because a few games back, I was watching one of the games or part of the game with somebody, and somebody in the room said, that girl's like a dude.
Are you talking about the one on her team that I'm probably thinking of?
Might have been.
I don't know. I just think that's really sad that she just wiped out what she did in an instant. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all fun and games until, like, it's what Allison says. It's on her doorstep, and a guy takes out one of her girls.
Well, they were her girls. Her girls are big. They were pretty rough on Caitlin Clark yesterday.
6'7".
They were just too big.
That center.
Too big for Iowa.
They were too big.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't be where where she is. If men had been playing in women's sports all along, she wouldn't have had her career. She's like 5'6".
Yeah.
She's little. And it's like such a slap in the face.
It's like not caring about the people that come after you.
Yeah.
And I bet she wouldn't be happy about it if another college beats her to it and rolls out five men for the NCAA women's basketball tournament.
Ooh.
That's just asking for that to happen.
Can you imagine that you're so committed to a disastrous worldview that you can't even admit, yeah, that's kind of insane?
Hindsight, Iowa should have done that.
Should have brought a couple,
you're not wrong.
Couple more with them.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
So Caitlin Clark, should she go to the WNBA? Your man Whitlock says no. She should come back and play another. Does she even have another year of eligibility?
I didn't know if she had another year, but...
He says make $20 million, marry your boyfriend, and tell the WNBA to
kiss
stick it. Mm-hmm. Maybe play in a couple of those other leagues that where they're offering her like $10 million to play for a year or two. Do that, and then tell the WNBA. And then all these WNBA players just... ripping her to shreds?
Already?
She is the reason people are watching women's basketball the last couple of years. She is the magnet. Are they mad at her because she's the magnet?
I think yesterday was a record viewership for a women's national championship. I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, I bet. I mean, like 13 or 14 million people watched the Iowa-UConn game the other night. So, it's like they just... I don't know. They're so bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, jealous. What do they have against Caitlin Carr?
They're just jealous.
That's it. You're right.
She's probably better than all of them.
That's what it looks like. And
I don't think she'll stay very long. I don't see how she can.
Well, it won't be welcoming.
I think they're going to rough her up. I really do. Yeah.
Well, they're pretty rough.
She's a pretty little girl for being as gifted as she is.
She can shoot the lights out. No doubt about it. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We're going to try to be back tomorrow. Charles the First of Dewiney. We'll be up early tomorrow. Oh, by the way, just in case you wanted to know, New England Journal of Medicine, I know you're going to be shocked. Paxlovid, you know the commercial?
Mm-hmm. It's COVID. Take Paxlovid. COVID. Paxlovid.
Does little or nothing against COVID-19.
And it's like $1 million to buy.
Gosh.
I am so surprised. We'll be back. See y'all.
Just get here when you can, Scott Beeson. Just get here when you can.